Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Perspective on the off-season plans and if those plans might have to be altered. And certainly that's where we'll start today. As you guys all know by now, there was an Instagram post with very, very serious allegations directed toward Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. The allegations, without getting into the specifics in particular, of course, are awful and horrifying if in fact true. It comes from his ex-girlfriend, the mother of two of his children, or his two children, I should say. And she alleges, among many things, that she accused him of putting hands on her, locking her outdoors in 10-degree weather, cheating allegations, cutting up her clothing, abandoning the family. These are all things she alleged in an Instagram post. The Chiefs put out a statement, typical kind of statement you would see with something like
aware,
this.
We are aware. We're in contact
quote,
with the league.
The club is aware of the allegations on social media and is in communication with the National Football League. We have no further comment at this time. I mean, I think it goes without saying, Cody, very, very, very serious allegations, horrifying. And if these are true, and there is no police report at this time, I know Nate Taylor was on this morning with Fesco and Dusty, and he was giving some more insight on what he had tried to seek out, information, of course. And he did some digging last night, and there, to this point, has not been a police report filed in the Dallas, Texas area, where he has ties and she has ties, or the Kansas City metro area either. So we have this Instagram post with some awful photos showcasing, injuries, I guess is all we could say at this point in time. Where they came from, we don't know. She alleges, obviously, where they came from would be Rashee Rice. If, in fact, this is true, it's pretty simple. He's not on the Chiefs anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe not in the NFL anymore. If in fact, this is actually true, and if, in fact, we ever get a police report. And that's the part, I have no idea how it plays out. Let's say fast forward 2 months from now, and nothing else has ever come out about this. Where are we at? I don't know if anything changes at that point. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but just, do you know what I mean? Like, if we never get a police report, how does the NFL proceed?
The league doesn't punish people for allegations of this anymore. They wait until there's actual police stuff. So that part will make it a bit of a challenge. Look, if any part of this allegations ends up in filing a police report, all this stuff, he'll be gone instantly. They're not going to, for a team that I've joked on the show a lot, for a team that looks past a lot of character issues for players, they're not going to let somebody get in massive legal trouble, get suspended for a huge chunk of time, and then get in trouble immediately. And considering the nature of the allegations, if this was, that just doesn't keep a player on a team. So if any of this bears out, he's gone. The truth is, because the allegations are out there anyway, I'd be surprised if there's any chance he is here long-term anyway. Like, just the way it shakes out. Those allegations being out there, the Chiefs history already with this player, that there's any circumstance in which Goldby would have been like, oh, maybe they'll extend him. All that stuff feels out the window, which does lead us to because we don't want to get too much into the allegations right now because there's a very limited amount of information. And if and when these things turn out to be true, I'll be the first person to tell you, run him out of town.
For sure. There should be no question. I don't know anybody.
It'll be a very long line of people.
It'll be pretty simple.
Ready to say that. And so all those parts, and it really is horrifying, and all this stuff is really awful. From a Chiefs perspective, it completely changes their offseason. On the football end of this, now we have to way more entertain Tyson or Carnell Tate in the first round, what you do with Travis Kelce's contract. If you want to go seek a free agent wide receiver, maybe one who ran himself out of town in a different place, like Brandon Ayuk, you have to entertain a lot of things offensively you weren't necessarily entertaining before, at the risk that Rashee Rice is not a member of the team anymore. You have to consider that as a viable option. If you're Brett Veach looking at your future offseason right now, you got to figure out what's next for you. So like that part is going to open up the longer conversation. They don't have to make any decisions on it yet.
Right.
But they definitely have to kick more around, don't they?
Well, any of the discussion that was going on early, I'm talking much earlier in the season, I think it quieted down anyway based off of team performance and his own performance. But I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 weeks after he had come back from the injury and suspension that he had this year, and really it was suspension, right? That's why he missed the first six games.
Yeah.
There was talk then. I think we even had a conversation on the show about, would this be an offseason that you would extend Rashee Rice? And whether or not we ever, as you said, get a police report or anything like that, I mean, how can you feel confident in giving this individual an extension? Also, an extension that you don't have to give him this offseason anyway. You can play it out. You can completely play it out. And now more than ever, I would just play it out.
Yes.
Even if we get no other update on this the rest of the way. Is this somebody you can trust? I don't even need it, but the answer is no. The answer is no, whether or not these are proven to be true or not, based off of the prior legal issue. Remember, he still is going to be serving 30 days in jail at some point in the next couple of years.
He could serve a lot more if any charges are filed in this, because part of his probation is he has to stay out of legal trouble, and we don't know what will come of this.
Look, but I think there's some people listening, and I've seen on the text line, and it's hard for me to push back. There's some people are saying, whether or not it's true or not, some people are just done and just want to stop embarrassing the franchise and the city. And I totally understand that perspective on this as well,
Cody. This is exactly what happened with Tyreek Hill. Not even just here, but when he went to Miami too. And you and I have talked about this on the show. At some point, whether it's as serious as it seems, it is as serious as it seems. It's not as serious as it seems. It's just an alleged guy that, you know, you hit a boat captain like you're Tyreek Hill. Stay out of the news. Like, at some point, it's a pretty simple process. You got in massive trouble. So just sit on your ass, watch Antiques Roadshow for 6 months and do nothing. Don't get in trouble. Don't get in the news. Don't put in your position for anybody to, you know, like, do anything to get you in trouble. And that part is where, like, I'm with him in the sense of, like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I'm like, no extension. Like, there's no, I'm like,
yeah, a bare minimum. No Cody, matter. At bare minimum, I am just like, just play it out and don't ever consider an extension. Yeah. I'm also not far away from just being like, at some point, is it even worth having the headache? But I also understand, let's just talk the football side for a second. We typically know how this stuff works in the NFL, and I'm not saying it's right, but you know, you have the evaluation of is the player in this case worth the problems based on performance. And I'm not saying that that's like how we should operate, but that's how NFL teams do operate. And have you reached a point where he's too much of a problem versus ability? And the Chiefs are going to have to answer that for themselves. Whether or not we get more information or not, they will have to make that decision this offseason and moving forward. You're right, though. If, in fact, they believe that this is something that could jeopardize his playing status for 2026, then not only is it number nine, Cody, when you talk about having to consider a wide receiver in play, and it's, by the way, it's already in play anyway, before these allegations yesterday. I mean, that was already a possibility, Carnell Tate or somebody at nine. But you know, we've been talking for the last couple of days about Travis Kelce, and yeah, you and I both are certainly open to him coming back. My whole thing was like, hey, at the right price, I'll tell you this, if Rashee Rice has to be cut,
well, then the price. Well,
then Travis Kelce, I beg him to come back, and he can make $18 million. I don't care, because you can't go into next season without Kelce and Rice, unless you want to completely rip the Band-Aid off and say, man, it is a complete teardown 2026, and I don't believe that's where they're headed. So it's a mess. Obviously, nobody likes to see anything that came out yesterday. It's terrible. Feel terrible no matter who is right or wrong with the allegations, because you got kids involved in this whole thing. It's a complete mess, and it sucks, and it's awful. And we, you know, I think everybody at the very least understands the serious nature of what is alleged.
I genuinely think the best case scenario, like, not best case, I think the minimum this will end up being as far as how the Chiefs handle this is, he plays out the final year of this deal and he's never remembered the Chiefs again. Like, that is genuinely the most time Rice will play as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Can't give him an extension? Are you kidding me?
How can you? I mean, genuinely, how can you? Before we were talking, well, this car trouble is going to put him at a discount, a steeper discount than most wide receivers discount. I don't care about discounts anymore. He either through injury or his own stupidity can't stay on the field. And so those things don't make it viable, which means your current future weapons for Patrick Mahomes are Xavier Worthy, who's averaging 500 yards a season for his first 2 years. Not good enough. and an aging Travis, not good enough. You have to draft, trade, or sign a number one target for Patrick Mahomes this offseason. Because if he is in the final year of his deal, and you and I both agree that that is, at, it seems like the longest he would be a member of the Chiefs. Well, then after one calendar year, you have no future weapons for Patrick Mahomes unless you think Xavier Worthy is getting ready to take a huge leap in year three and he's going to turn into a one. I don't think that at the moment.
Yeah, next year's, of course, a massive year for Xavier
Worthy. That's why I mentioned, that's why I'm dead serious about a guy like Ayuk. He's going to get cut anyway. I think he's going to be available on a shorter-term deal than normal as a result of the fact that he quit on the 49ers, and I'm not saying that hasn't come
with problems.
Yeah,
that's a red flag as well. Yeah.
It is a red flag. There's no doubt about it.
I mean,
I'm not trying to
pretend. Different type of red flag, but yes.
But he is a similar type and body type receiver to that as Rashee Rice and runs a similar route tree, and at times in the NFL has appeared to be the quality of a, at least low-end, number one wide receiver similar to that is Rashee Rice. So, like, if I'm looking for solutions, because it's that or you just got to draft Carnell Tate and tell me he's not Marvin Harrison Jr., but instead he's some of the other guys who are immediately 1,000-yard guys the second they step foot on an NFL field. Or you're going to trade for somebody. Like, you're going to have to make a move to secure some weapons around Mahomes. He can't be coming off of this knee injury. Throw into Xavier Worthy, a 38-year-old Travis Kelce, and what, I don't know, Alec Pierce? Like, what's the best free agent wide receiver you could sign? Maybe it's Pierce, and he's a home run guy. He'd just be, like, getting better version of Hollywood Brown. So, like, they've got, like, I mean, we were worried about the defensive line, and I still am, but, like, all of a sudden, what part of the offense is together other than Patrick Mahomes and hopefully the offensive line? We can maybe talk about that tomorrow, but you need a new running back, and you certainly look like you need some new weapons. Like, their offseason feels complicated offensively.